Now, before I begin, Mr. Rappaport asked me a question, and I told him an answer, and I discovered that I was wrong. Devarim shamarti tohus heim biyadi. What I told you was wrong. The question was that a person was invited to eat a meal at someone else's home Friday night, and you plan on arriving for the meal very early while it's still day. Where should you light candles? Should you light candles in your own home, or should you light candles at your host where you plan to eat the meal? So I told you, you should light candles both places, and you should make the bracha if you can at your host. That is incorrect. Rav Moshe says in exactly this situation, you should light candles at home, because if it's your home, that's the ikur makom to light candles. Even though it's true, by you're not going to have oneg Shabbos, you're not going to be able to enjoy the candlelight when you eat your meal. It doesn't matter. The ikur makom is where you live. If you are the bal habayis, you own this home and you plan on sleeping here in your home at night, you should light the candles with a bracha in your home. Now, of course, you should immediately derive benefit from the candles by davening in front of the candles or by reciting Tehillim. If you're in a rush and you have to leave the home immediately, then you should make sure the candles are long enough that when you arrive back home, you'll be able to sit down in front of the candles for a few moments and say Nizmar Tehillim and derive some benefit. If you do not derive any benefit at all from the candles that you light at home, it's a bracha levatala. The person lights candles at, let's say Shabbos is 8 o'clock, and you're going to light candles 7 o'clock, and you're going to leave your house to go somewhere else for a meal, and by the time you come home, the candles are out. They already have been extinguished, and you have not derived any benefit at the time when you lit the candles. It's a bracha levatala. At least you should derive benefit immediately before you leave the house, even though the candles will no longer be lit by the time you arrive home, or the candles should be lit long enough so that when you come home, you will then sit down and derive benefit. That is okay. Now, the case that I saw that where it does make a difference is as follows. Let's say you're going for a simcha. You're invited out of town. You live in Flatbush and you have a cousin that's making a bar mitzvah in Chicago. You get on a plane and you come to Chicago and you come to your cousin and they put you up in someone's home. You're going to sleep in someone's home in one place, and you're going to eat all the meals, or at least a Friday night meal, together with the family. So you're sleeping in one location and you're eating in a different location, and the place that you sleep is not your house. You're a guest both for the place where you sleep and you're a guest for the place where you eat. Where should you light candles in this instance? So here Moshe says either or. It doesn't make a difference. Either or. There's a svara to say you should light candles where you eat, because that's where you're going to be deriving the ikur onik Shabbos. But on the other hand, there's a chesaron in doing so, because since where you're eating, there are anyway candles being lit by the bala sabayis, whoever is the host where you eat will be lighting her own candles. Maker hadin, the candles that are being lit by that host, that the host of that meal, those are the ikur candles. Your candles are just an enhancement. But on the other hand, you're lighting, so it's not necessarily a milah to light there. But you can, of course, you can light there and you can make a bracha, because the custom is that a woman makes the bracha when she lights her own candles, even though there are someone else lit candles. But on the other hand, if you feel more comfortable lighting candles at the place where you sleep, at the table of the host where you sleep, even though you're not going to be eating with them, you're only sleeping in that home, that's also fine. You make a bracha, but you should at least sit down for a few moments and derive benefit from the candles before you leave or when you come back later on. So those are the two common scenarios. Yeah. Srichin lahalig b'makom she yoychelu. That's ideal.
According to Rav Moshe, that would not be true. In the example you
gave,
the first example.
No, in halacha, he's referring to where you do both. You're living in this location and you're eating in this location. You have one bais, one home. I'm sleeping and I'm eating. So since I have both, then you should ideally light the candles on the dining room table. That's all it means. The case that we're discussing is not discussed by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, where you're eating in one location, you're sleeping in one location, and you're eating in a different location. So there it depends if it's your home or it's your guest. If it's your home, you should always light and make the bracha where you live, where you the home that you own. And even if you're going to be eating elsewhere. That's what he says.
From the point of security and fire,
yes,
there is no danger that to live there.
If you're in a situation where there's a sakana, you can't light in your home because you're afraid, so then in the chanami you should light where you eat. In the chanami, then it's a different story. If you don't want to light candles in your home because you're not going to be home, you can light 7 o'clock, and you're not coming home until 10 o'clock at night, and you don't want the candles to remain lit for this time, then you have l'chatchila, you can light where you're going to eat. Absolutely. No question about it. You can lie where you're going to eat. If you can lie because of a sakana, what?
They see and they benefit from the light. Is not the fact?
I don't understand. Okay, look, we have, okay, let's go further. Yeah.
If you are going to have their home as a guest,
yeah,
and they light the candle there and they have benefit of the heat, is not the fact to be.
No, Rav Moshe says the ikur, a woman, there are two dinim in lighting candles. There's chayvas bayis and chayvas kavra. An obligation falls upon the bayis, upon the household, and an obligation falls upon the individual. The minug is, or the ikur halacha is bayis. If you own this home, you live in this home, and you are the balas habayis of this home, and you're going to sleep, and you will be sleeping here in this home, that is the ikur mokum where the bracha should be made. Even though you're not going to be deriving much benefit because you're going to be eating elsewhere. That's the basic halacha. Okay, let's go further. Halacha ayin vav dinei tilas v'shabbos of yom tov bo yukhov kem osifim noigim lahakdim tilas arvish v'shabbos yoyser mibi yimoyz hachoyl. The custom is to daven ma'ariv Friday night early. Earlier than you normally daven throughout the week. V'nochon uchu kidei lahakdim kabo l'shabbos kol ma'ash evsher. There's something called tosef v'shabbos. According to one of the Mamorei Chazal, we have a tradition that if only Mole Yisrael, if only the Jewish people would observe two Shabbosos, Moshiach would come immediately miyot. So there are many interpretations of what that Maamar Chazal means. Among the interpretations, one Shabbos refers to the Ikar Shabbos. The second Shabbos refers to Tosefa Shabbos. When you add to Shabbos, before you add to Shabbos early, you start, you light candles 18 minutes before the Zman, and you don't end Shabbos immediately, you wait, you delay the end of Shabbos, that is called the second Shabbos. The most common translation is two Shabbosos means I'm going to observe Shabbos Parshas Bullock, and then we'll observe Shabbos Parshas Pinchas. Two Shabbosos. Shabbos across America. Shabbos Parshas Shabbosos across America. Right, they only have a Frank Buchwald as an organization, Shabbos across America. So if he wants to bring Mashiach, he has to have Shabbosos across America. Only two Shabbosos, then Mashiach would come right away. That's a simple understanding. But there's another interpretation which means the second Shabbos is not a week later, it's Bo Bayom. It's that Shabbos itself, what it means, you air, you're Moisef Michol Al HaKodesh. It's a tremendous smile. It's in expanding the scope of Shabbos. It represents the concept that throughout the week you're giving sanctity to your mundane activities. It's not just halach that applies to Shabbos. It's a concept which Chazal wanted us to carry with us throughout the entire week. Every single thing that you do during the week shall be l'shem shemaim. When you eat a piece of bread, it just shouldn't be I eat a piece of bread so I have strength. It should be so I have strength to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should always inject every mundane activity with a degree of Kedusha, and the example is Shabbos Kodesh, Day of Holiness. You want it to overflow before and after. A way that we fulfill this custom, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is to be makbid, to daven Kabbalah Shabbos early, to daven Ma'ariv Friday night earlier than you normally would throughout the week. During the weekday, you makbid to daven Ma'ariv at Seis HaKochavim, after, let's say, 50 minutes after sunset, or even later, but on Friday night, there's nothing wrong. Adrab, it's a maila to daven ma'ariv early, so you makabel Shabbos. But of course, you have to be careful to say kriya shmo. Now, this psak of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is controversial because some disagree, some hold, and truly in yeshivos, in the world of yeshivos, not all, they are adrab, they're makba, they follow other opinions. That the Zohar, it seems from the words of the Zohar, this not like this. this, and then I don't know all the pratim, but there, this is a controversial opinion. Other holds that no, you should daven ma'ariv late, late as possible, so that you daven ma'ariv when it's vaday laila, and you say kriya shema when it's vaday laila, and the brachos of kriya shema are said together with Kriya Shema when it's Vaday Laila. Now it's not really a contradiction because there are two parts to Ma'ariv. There's Kabbalah Shabbos, when you say Luchun Rana, and Mizr Shaliyama Shabbos, that's also to a certain degree Kabbalah Shabbos. Let me take a step back. There's a very big debate among the poskim at exactly what point in time during the Friday night davening one is Mekabel Shabbos. A woman, the accepted opinion is a woman is Mekabel Shabbos when she lights the candles. Not when she lights candles, but when she makes the bracha. When she makes the bracha, that is her Kabbalah Shabbos. And it's a point beyond return. In fact, I saw in one of the Shulis is a very big debate. Let's say a woman, she lights candles, she makes the bracha, she's Mekabel Shabbos very early. You allow her to light candles an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. And then there's an emergency. There's a real emergency. Okay, what the emergency is, you have to, there are different levels of emergency, but it's something very, very pressing. And if it was Shabbos, Mamish, she wouldn't think of doing it. If it was actually was after sun, after Tzitzak HaKham, it's Shabbos afternoon, she wouldn't dare do the malacha. She would get a goy to do the malacha, or she wouldn't do the malacha. But now, it's after she already made the bracha, before sunset, and she realized she has a big, big problem. She forgot to turn down the flame, she forgot to do this, this is something very important. Is she allowed, or you call me shoyel, on her Kabbalah Shabbos? Just like you have a term, Mishoyel on a neder, a person makes a vow, you can be Mimater neder, you go to a Chacham, Mutaloch, 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 you make an Aziris, you can be even in Chuma, even in Chala, even if a person, a woman by mistake, she's Mafash Chala, and the Chala gets mixed into the dough, and now you have a Taruvis of Chulin with Chala, there's such a concept, she can go to three people and say, I have Charata, that I was Mafash Chala, because had I known the Chala would have gotten mixed with my dough, and the entire mixture is forbidden, I would never have been mafresh chala, and three people can say to her, mutaloch, 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 it's as if she never was mafresh chala. Can a woman go and say to three people, I have charata, I was mekabel Shabbos, had I known it that I would have been in such a situation, I never would have accepted Shabbos an hour before the Zman, can she do so? It's a big debate. Very big debate. Many poskim say no. You've reached a point beyond return. Once a woman lights candles, there's nothing she can possibly do to undo that Kabbalah Shabbos. It's fully 100% Shabbos. The only thing that she can do, b'di'evet, this also not so simple, is she can ask a goy or even ask a Jew to do malacha on her behalf. Even that's not so simple. That's also not ideal. What? She can ask a lechatchila. She can ask a lechatchila a goy do this malacha, even her husband, even another Jew. Since for them it's not yet Shabbos, you can ask them to do malacha. That she can do. That's what's accepted. That's the custom. But even that, many poskim say is not ideal. But for her, what do I need to go ask the guy? What do I need to ask my husband? I need to ask my son. They're not interested. They're very difficult people. They don't want to help me. They don't know how to do it. They don't know how to do it the right way. Let me just do it myself. Had I known that this would have happened, I never would have been Mekabel Shabbos early. Can I break my Kabbalah after I made the bracha? You can't. It's too late.
A couple of times sometimes, after my wife likes to look as an angel.
Yes. She realized that she forgot to turn off the candle. So she asked you to do it. Indirectly. Indirectly?
She said to me, the light over there is not on.
She doesn't tell you directly. Okay, Nechnai, that's a hiddur. That's a hiddur in telling your husband what to do.
But that's okay.
Who cares? Yes. The custom is you can ask directly. That is the custom. Yes, you can ask directly.
Okay. In the summer, for example, I don't make all the showers.
And they ask you come in, do this. Yes. The custom is to be lenient. I saw all these shilas, all the different opinions in that sefer I had here yesterday, Minchas. I forgot what it's called. I had it here yesterday. He goes through all the different opinions. Very interesting. Different opinions. The custom is you can be mekel. But the reason why I'm saying this, so this is true when it comes to women. And there's another very big nafkamina. I mean, what about davening mincha? Let's say a woman was mekabel Shabbos and now she wants to daven mincha. So can she daven mincha? So there are different opinions. So mincha, you're not doing a malacha. You're not doing a malacha. But on the other hand, it's already Shabbos. It's Shabbos. But it's not really Shabbos. I'm not doing a malacha. I'm just davening another tefillah. Lechatchila, no, she can't daven mincha. There are minority opinions that hold that she can still daven mincha. Now the real big question comes with regard to men. Men are definitely not mekabel Shabbos and they light candles. If a man is lighting candles, he is not mekabel Shabbos with the bracha. The question is, at what point in time is he mekabel Shabbos? So to this, again, there are different opinions. Most of poskim hold when you say mizmor shir liyayim haShabbos, that's the point beyond return. Even though you're saying kabbal Shabbos, you're saying luchun iranina, you're saying six mizmorim, and you're saying on a bekoyach, and you're saying l'chadodi likras kala pnei Shabbos nekabalos. So you're saying pnei Shabbos nekabal l'chora in the l'chadodi. You're saying numerous expressions of being mekabel Shabbos. You turn your face towards the Maariv. You be mekabel Shabbos. No, you can be mekel. You're not mekabel Shabbos until you actually say mizmor shir liyoyim haShabbos. That's why they do bichem aveilim in Berachot Knesios. They do before mizmor shir liyoyim haShabbos. Even though you say l'chunirana l'chadodi, we're not mekabel Shabbos. Not everyone is so machmir. There are poskim that say you're not mekabel Shabbos until you say Baruch Hu, until the tzibur says Baruch Hu. And that'll be the nafkamina. Like let's say the Olam HaYeshivas. The Olam HaYeshivas, they daven Maariv, not like with the Zdikat Shulchan Aruch, then Makbit daven Maariv when it's Vaday Tzei Sakai Chavim. But if you're going to daven Maariv when it's Vaday Tzei Sakai Chavim, you're losing out on Tzei for Shabbos. So the answer is, they hold, the Olam HaYeshivas are of the opinion that when you say Mizmah Shir Liyayim HaShabbos, you're formally mekabel Shabbos, you are now getting the benefit of being mekabel Shabbos, Tosfos Shabbos. It's 20 minutes before, or 10 minutes, or 5 minutes, or 1 minute before sunset. We're mekabel Shabbos earlier than we mechuyev, but we're not yet going to daven Maariv. But the truth is, the best thing to do, if you're not makbid on davening Maariv late, is to actually daven Maariv, because davening Maariv is a stronger Kabbalah Shabbos than Mizmor Shir Liyayim HaShabbos. When you daven Maariv, you're certainly beyond the return. There's no way you can go back. You say Mizmor Shir Liyayim HaShabbos, you have an emergency, so maybe you can be makel, you can still go ahead and you can do Malacha. I say Mizmor Shir Liyayim HaShabbos, a major emergency, can I do Malacha? It's not yet sunset. But once you daven Maariv, then you're at a point that's mamish beyond return. Some even go so far to say that, oh, I'm going to come to that. Very interesting. So I'm going to come to that. So some even go so far to say it's not clear, because there are many different opinions, and every person follows his own custom. Again, a lot of these things are not clear. But I just want to point out the different levels. Now even let's just sum over the opinion. Even when you daven Maariv, you say you daven Maariv. At what point in time in Maariv are you mekabel Shabbos? So simply, most poskim say when you say Baruch Hu, but not necessarily. Some hold it's not Kabbalah Shabbos until you daven the Shemone Esrei. The Shemone, even Baruch Hu, and saying all the brachos is not a Kabbalah Shabbos. It's still not, if it's early, let's say you're middle of Kriya Shema. You finish Kriya Shema. And it's before sunset. It's early in the summer. You daven an early Maariv. And you're middle of Kriya Shema, and then something comes up, in the middle of Maariv, and you want to do Malacha. Well, maybe you can do Malacha. It's not a system. You would not make a Kabbalah Shabbos.
Well, for example, you're studying for the law. You're coming to shul late.
Yes.
You answer to Baruch Hu.
As I told you, because the accepted practice is when you say Mizmor Shir Liyayim HaShabbos, by default, that is Kabbalah. That is pretty much the way the accepted opinion of the Zman Hazeh. When you say Mizmor Shir Liyayim HaShabbos, and then you realize, oh no, I forgot to daven Mincha, it's too late. You'll daven a double Maariv. If a person comes to shul, happens all the time, comes to shul, and you daven same, and you daven Kabbalah Shabbos, in Luchun Iranina, and Luchadodi, and then they say Mizmor Shir Liyayim HaShabbos, Hashem Olach, and they sing Kaddish Yassam, and they say, wait a minute, did I daven Mincha today? I didn't daven mincha today. What do I do now? Too late? Too little too late. No more mincha. Oh, but I have an hour to go. Shabbos, it's an early Shabbos. I'm making an early Shabbos. Sunset is not for another hour, for 60 minutes. You said Mizmor Shir Liyayim HaShabbos, and you're part of the shul, and you did not have kavana otherwise. You did not have kavana that my Mizmor Shir Liyayim HaShabbos should not constitute the Kabbalah Shabbos. You're finished.
Well, what about Malacha? You
can't do Malacha. You can't do malacha, and you can't daven mincha. These two things you cannot do. That's accepted. Now, I just want to point out that not everyone agrees. Some of the opinion, and there are nafkaminas. I'll explain to you some nafkaminas in a few moments. Nafkaminas, some hold no. Just because you say mizvah shalom Shabbos does not mean that you mekabel Shabbos. You have to say Baruch Hu. You have to say Baruch Hu. Some hold saying Baruch Hu is not enough. You have to actually say the Shemona Esrei. Some differentiate between davening b'chidus and davening with a minion. If you daven with a minion, Baruch Hu does the job. If you daven b'chidus, there is no Baruch Hu. There is no Baruch Hu. When you daven the Shemona Esrei is when you're formally Mekabel Shabbos. So there are many different madregos. First, Kabbalah Shabbos, saying Mizvah Shalom Shabbos is a modern innovation. This did not exist. This did not exist more than 400 years ago. Everyone says Mizvah Shalom Shabbos.
I don't know.
They don't say publicly. You're supposed to say privately at home. So they don't have people. There is a custom by certain tzaddikim yichidim where they daven Kabbalah Shabbos at home privately. It is not necessarily an inyan to say Kabbalah Shabbos with a minyan. Today it's strange to us. Of course, you're not going to ever say Kabbalah Shabbos at home and then go to shul. But there are individuals who take these things very seriously. They daven mincha early during the day, whatever it is. Daven mincha is not necessarily a good thing. Daven mincha early, daven mincha according to anything is not an ideal thing to do. But whatever, they daven mincha and they go home and they mekabel Shabbos at home. It's very nice. They sit down in their room. I know someone used to do this. He sits down in his room. It's very spooky. The candles are lit. He's very holy, and he davens a very slow Kabbalah Shabbos b'yichidus. L'chunirana, the six mizmorim, l'chadodi, he sings l'chadodi himself, on the b'koyach v'shalom HaShabbos, and then he learns, he does whatever he needs to do, and then he goes to shul, he goes to a yeshiva minyan, where they daven ma'ariv late. In most yeshivas, they daven Kabbalah Shabbos b'rabim, and they have a break. You're supposed to learn. You're supposed to whatever you do. You have a break between Kabbalah Shabbos and davening Ma'ariv. Who says you have to daven Kabbalah Shabbos with a minyan? Doesn't say this anywhere. Kabbalah Shabbos is something you do on your own. It became our custom to be Mekabel Shabbos as a group in shul, because if we're going to do it at home, it's not going to be the same, obviously. But some people like to do it at home. So the point is, there are many different points. This is a very critical idea. There are many different points during your preparation for Shabbos when you formally mekabel Shabbos to the degree where you're not allowed any longer to malacha. That is the drawback. You can't do malacha. The mile is from here on in, you are being mekabel this very sacred custom of toisef Shabbos to be moisef michol al hakodesh, to add to the mundane, to add a degree of sanctity. What are the different breakpoints? The breakpoints are even let's assume Mizmah Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Baruch Hu, Shmona Esrei, or the lighting of the candles, which comes even before that. Four different critical breakpoints when one theoretically is formally accepts upon himself Shabbos. Now here the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says he seems to hold the ideal Kabbalah Shabbos, the strongest Kabbalah Shabbos, to daven Ma'ariv. And that's why he advised the person should daven the Ma'ariv itself early. When it's still light outside, and when it's still day outside, even though normally during the week you would never do that, because during the week you want to be makbir to say Kriya Shema with the brachos at a time when it's vaday laila, when it's vaday dark. Yeah, that's good for the week, for the 6 days of the week. But on Shabbos, you have different rules, and therefore it's ideal to daven ma'ariv early. The other point he's going to make with Shabbos of Halacha very quick, soon in the moment, is it's tarte desastre. That tarte desastre means the machleks and the gemara. When is the time we went through this not long ago? When is the time when one davens mincha and one davens ma'ariv? According to the opinion of the Rabbanan, the Zman Mincha, I'm confusing the names, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, according to one opinion, the Zman Mincha goes until Plag Mincha. You only can daven Mincha until an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. Once you pass that moment in time, you're not allowed to daven Mincha. The Zman Mincha is over. An hour and 15 minutes before sunset is now the Zman to daven Ma'ariv, the evening prayer. That's one opinion. The other opinion says, no, you can daven Mincha until sunset. Until Tzeitzak HaChavim. You can daven Mincha until three minium stars come out, or until Bein HaShemashos, and then the Zman of Ma'ariv begins afterwards. So here is the problem. If a person davens Mincha A person davens mincha and ma'ariv both during an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, like many shuls do. It's an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. During that 1 hour and 15 minute period of time, you daven mincha and you daven ma'ariv, both together. That's a contradiction. You can't do that, because according to the opinion that says that now is the Zman Mincha, I can't daven Ma'ariv until after sunset. And if you hold that this is the Zman to daven Ma'ariv, I'm not allowed to daven Mincha now, I have to daven Mincha before. So this is a contradiction. Now, let's put that aside. That's an extreme case. Let's focus on different days of the week. What? So the answer, the Poskim say you can, a Yachid should never do this, an individual should never do this, but a Tzibur, a group of people are allowed to do this, b'di'aved, because davening with a minyan is very chashuv, and we basically we live a life of duplicity. When we daven mincha, we now follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and now is the zman when you're allowed to daven mincha. And then after mincha is over, we make believe we go into a different world. Oh, for Rabbi Yehuda, we don't know from you anymore. We now know from the Rabbanan, and now is the Zman when you can daven. Even though indeed it is a contradiction, you have to be consistent. You have to have one rabbi and follow his set of rules, both Lukul Lukumra. But when it comes to a group, when it comes to a tzibur, where it's very difficult to have them assembled, to go back and forth, back home, it's very difficult. And the Eid of davening with a minyan is very chashuv. Chazal were very lenient, and they allowed a person to contradict himself and daven both mincha and ma'ariv during the same time period. However, an individual does not have that hetter. So if you're not davening with a minyan, and you're davening alone, there's no excuse during the hour and 15 minutes before sunset, even after sunset, until it gets dark, to daven both mincha and ma'ariv, there must be a break. But let's put that aside. Let's even focus on being different days. Forget about the day itself. A person himself is a hypocrite. He contradicts himself. Sunday through Thursday, he davens mincha the hour and 15 minutes before sunset. That's when I daven mincha. During the Monday, Sunday through Thursday. It's 10 minutes before sunset, I'm davening mincha. So I am a person who follows the opinion that this period of time is a time that is designated to daven mincha. And now it's Friday, and on Friday, I'm going to daven mincha early. I'm not going to contradict myself. I'm going to daven mincha at 1:30. I'm going to daven mincha very early. But I'm going to daven ma'ariv during the time, the hour and 15 minutes before sunset. So I'm a hypocrite. During the first 6 days of the week, this period of time is set aside for mincha. I'm following the rabbi of the shul. And then, on Friday, Erev Shabbos, I'm following the other opinion. That's also problematic. So here, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that is not an issue at all. There's no issue of Tartei Desastre, of contradicting stuff on different days. On different days of the week, so today I'm going to follow the Rabbanan, and on this day I'm going to follow Rabbi Yehuda, that is not an issue at all. And Adrabah, just the opposite, being that you have the advantage of the Makabal Shabbos early, if you will daven Ma'ariv early, make an early Shabbos, you'll have the advantage of bringing more sanctity into the week. That certainly outweighs any contradiction in halacha between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. That is the basic theme of the halacha. So let's read inside.
The
Hagin
Lahakdim. The ladies, when they light, they come.
The Makabal Shabbos. What?
The man is going to light
the candles here.
Yes, he's going to accept Shabbat.
When a wife lights the candles,
he's alone.
He's alone. He has to like him, of course. If a man is alone,
he's not going to accept Shabbat.
No, the custom is that when a man lights candles, he does not accept Shabbos with his lighting. He does not need to make it tonight. It's automatic. Men, what's the expression? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, or is it the other way around?
What?
It's a different men. You can't compare men to women. When a man lights, he first makes the bracha. The man makes the bracha, and then he lights the candles. He doesn't put his hand in front of the candles. He doesn't go like this, and he doesn't go like this. Man does not do that. Only a woman does that, because a woman first lights the candles, and it should be oyver l'asiyasan. She puts her hands in front of the candles, she covers the candles, and she puts her hands on her eyes. Or first like this, this, and this. What? Man does not do that, because the man doesn't need to do that. First bracha, and then light. First bracha. That's not chidush, that's the halacha. What? When a man lights... Okay, let's read what it says inside. Yes?
Isn't it better for Rav Anan to smell it?
I don't know. It could be not. It could be that there is no... The Rav Am Hadra Smelech has its set of rules. It doesn't apply to everything you do. The Rav Am Hadra Smelech applies to, let's say, laying the Megillah. You have davening min makabel o malchus shemaim tefila. But Rav Am Hadra Smelech does not apply to every single thing you do in life. That would mean, because that's omer lefnei hamelech. Kabbalah Shabbos is not, you don't even mean for Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos, you read, it's a Kabbalistic thing. It comes from the Mekubalim, from Tzfas. This is a new innovation to say Kabbalah Shabbos. Kalbach is even more recent. Yeah. She's going to talk about that a little bit later on. That's a new.
Sorry, another thing I wanted to. You said a few weeks ago that if you dive in the yichidah,
yes,
and you're making an early Shabbat,
yes,
that it's preferable to dive in mincha, that you sit down and eat with your family and dive in ma'ariv at the smad.
To daven, say it again. To daven marav early.
For the proper smad.
Okay, so that's the debate. It seems that's debatable. In Achnani, some hold
two different.
You'll daven not two of us, right? Okay, it seems that is debatable. Some hold that it would be better to daven marav earlier because davening marav is a solid Kabbalah Shabbos. A person when Shabbos begins, you have to accept the Shabbos early. Except once it gets dark, you're not calling the shots. Once it gets dark, once the three medium stars come out, automatically it's Shabbos, whether you like it or not. But you have lost the opportunity to fulfill Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos, adding to Shabbos, which is a very great mitzvah, a very holy concept, only is accomplished when you formally declare it to be Shabbos now. You have to usher in the Shabbos. Certainly, so Kiddush certainly does it. Right. Kiddush also, but better than Kiddush, Davening Ma'ariv does it. Davening Ma'ariv is probably the most solid form of Kabbalah Shabbos. Kiddush also, maybe Davening Ma'ariv is even better than saying Kiddush.
Here's a question.
Excuse me, you say Zion, it says...
Wait, give him a chance. You gotta give him a chance also, yeah.
No,
Satna. We have the Sardi, and now we have Satna, yeah. What does the Satna Rav have to say?
I want to say your answer.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. It says
that in Zion should be Masne?
Yeah.
If he says it, he says it.
Yeah.
He should be Masne. Ish Malik and Esu Tzach Lasas Achakach Eiz Malacha Toiv Gam Kim Shiasne Shin Abdiyevet Im Lo Yisne. Okay, you're right. I stand corrected. You're right. Lichatil, we should make it tonight. Okay, yes. Vos look the Sadler off. Yes, yes.
Now we have to be in the Kabbalah shop.
Yes, yes.
How do people handle the issue of going up to the mountain on Erev Shabbos?
Yes.
Where a colony may have more than one minyan.
So what's the problem? It's like in Brooklyn. A colony has more than one minyan. It's Flopish, which has 50 minyanim. What's the problem? You're not bound by any particular minyan.
Pick and choose.
Pick and choose, exactly. Pick and choose, 100%. There is a halacha. We learned this in the Kids' Shulchan Aruch. You live in a community where there's only one minyan and they have decided to be Makabel Shabbos early, too bad for you. You're bound by their rules. If 7 o'clock they have Makabel Shabbos, too bad for you. 7 o'clock you're not allowed to do Malacha. You're dragged. But if there's another minyan that make later, so you, then you can follow the later minyan. If you're in a colony that has, so this is a very big question, if you're in a Bowen colony that has only one minyan, what's Halacha? It really depends. If you have one Bowen colony and next door to you, even though there's a fence and it's down the road, but since you know know, it's all part of Sullivan County, so it's really, you don't have to, you're not bound by your colony. On the other hand, if you're really isolated, you live in a gated, you know, high class, upper echelon, you know, real high society, Bowen colony, and they have only 1 million, that's a tight to the Sasha, because there's, you know, a high class fellow, for sure, at least 2 million, and to accommodate all the different minhagim, then you got a problem in the Chanan. But that's halacha, it's in Shulchan. Okay, let's read what it says, at least one halacha. Okay, the halacha, I lost the page already. Page. Noihagin, lahaktim, tfilas arvish shel shabbos yoisem bibimos sachol. That is the custom according to the Kitzer. To daven ma'ariv. It doesn't say Kabbalah, it says arvis. Ma'ariv itself should be recited before it gets dark. V'nochon hu k'dei lahaktim Kabbalah Shabbos, because if you're going to daven ma'ariv early, that means you're going to be mekabel Shabbos. The two go hand in hand. If you're going to be saying Baruch Hu when it's 7 o'clock, that means you're going to be doing Kabbalah Shabbos the 20 minutes before that. B'chol ma'ase efsha, the earlier the better. The more toisef Shabbos, the better. Rak sheyehei biplagim lechomah, but don't go too early. You're now living Kabbalah Shabbos, and it has to be at least 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. V'yaf, now he's pointing out a problem. What do you mean? How can you daven ma'ariv early? You daven ma'ariv before sunset, but most people daven mincha before sunset throughout the week. And now on Friday, you're contradicting your halachic opinion of when is the zman of mincha ma'ariv. V'yaf lehanoigim lehispalul kol yimeachol ma'ariv bezmano dehaynu b'tseis hakochavim later. So now, if that means if you daven ma'ariv later, so that means that you are of the opinion that before sunset it's a zman of mincha, and now on this particular Friday you're davening ma'ariv during the zman of mincha. You can't daven mincha and ma'ariv during the same time period. Not a problem. Yecholim lahakdim b'shabbos. We're not concerned for what's called tartei desastre, taking two opinions which contradict one another and following them both when you're dealing on different days. It's a separate day. Even during the weekday you can do this occasionally. Occasionally you can contradict yourself. Even though yesterday at this time I daven mincha, and that means that if this is zman of mincha for me, this cannot be zman of ma'ariv. Today I want to change the opinions. Like people that every year they change, when am I going to shave for svira? I'm going to change for svira. This last year I started svira after Rosh Chodesh, before Rosh Chodesh. People, they vacillate back and forth. It's not always ideal, but when it comes to mincha, you can do it. Ve'ein chayshem b'zeh b'tfilas arvish shel Shabbos sheyivai sheyesh b'mitzvah shemoysef mechol l'kodesh. Let's take a look over here at the Shemesh Malacha Halacha Aleph. Noigim lahakdim minag mekam mekamos lema mizma kuf zayin hoydu koydim mincha. This Nusach Svart. Nusach Svart says hoydu when you daven mincha of Shabbos. It's a very long mizma. You say hoydu. V'hu what about Erev Shabbos when it's Yom Tov? Do you say Hoidu by Mincha? There are different customs. There are different customs as to this Minuk. Okay, only by Nusach Svart. By Nusach Svart it's very common, but not by Nusach Ashkenaz. I know they also, what else goes along with this? By Nusach Svar, many Nusach Svar, they wear a talis for Mincha. Even though the Nusach Svar does not wear a talis, Yehoi Val Yavar, to wear a talis for Mincha, wear a talis for Mincha, soon enough for Marv. But Erev Shabbos, you say Hoidu, you wear a talis. Can Oval Davin, Erev Shabbos, Hoidu? So it depends. So I used to daven mincha on Torah V'das. So there's no meaning there. And even in the Beis Medrash itself, the minhagim are very weak. But so the Gabbai said, yeah, an oval really shouldn't daven, but we'll for you we'll say that the rule only applies when you daven mincha right before Bizman. He said to me, so mincha bezman, there are two minyan. There's a minyan of 1:30, mincha erev Shabbos, and there's a minyan mincha 7 o'clock, right before, you know, what the zman is. So this takon that we have in Oval doesn't daven mincha erev Shabbos, that's only when you daven bezman. But 1:30, no, an Oval can daven. We'll make an exception. So I didn't say hodu. Once I'm already in Oval is davening. No, all of you have to still say. What about a talus? No, talus you have to still wear. What about the candles? The Minhag Torah Das says during the weekday you only have two candles. But on a day that you don't say Tachlon, then you have three candles. No, three candles. So every place has its own unique Minhagim. Okay, so he just points this out. This idea out. Okay. Days. L'hakdim Tzilas Arvis. The custom is to make Tzilas Arvis. Mitzad Hadin. Okay, let's read this very quickly. Mitzad Hadin. Tzorch L'kabal Shabbos Lov Kimibayim. Kimashakosa B'Shas. You have to be Mekabel Shabbos when it's still day. Once it's dark, once it's Seis HaKachav, three medium stars come out, that's it, it's too late. It's automatic. It's already Shabbos. You lost out on Tosefa Shabbos. You lost out. You know, you should try, the person should try to chaper on a mitzvah his whole life, never to miss out. It's a very nice thing, a person his whole life. It's possible to do. I know many people, they brag that they never, their whole life, missed Kiddush Levana. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good thing because if you can be what? So people, they are people, they're all very worked up. One, they're very worked up. They don't want, they're going, they're ready, you know, they're already an adult, a mature adult, and they look back, and wait, I never missed. So I gotta be careful to keep it going. I don't want to lose the momentum. I want to come to Olam Haba, never missing one Kiddush Levana. Yeah, so they go on helicopters, all these stories, helicopters and planes, are they true, they're not true? I don't even believe these stories. I don't believe that. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, he went on a helicopter, is it true? The Bubba Rebbe went on an airplane, the helicopter, is it true, not true? Maybe, yeah, fine, okay, fine.
They don't know stories like that about you, Ruby.
I already missed, so I don't have to worry. But what about Kabbalists? I missed everything, right? I don't have to worry about anything. But what about people very much not miss tefillin, never ever to miss tefillin day in their life? I remember my Rebbe Chaim Siegel. So he had a triple bypass when I was in his shir. So they told the boys to come visit. So he came to visit. So what was he talking about? He says that he was very pleased, very happy. He didn't have to miss tefillin. Because most people in this situation, with the scheduling of the surgery until the recovery and this and that, they're not in a position to put on tefillin. So they lose out at least a day. So he was zeicha, he felt it would be a tremendous bracha. He didn't have to miss putting on tefillin for that one day. That one day he was able to put on tefillin. So Kabbalah Shabbos is a very serious thing. If you say Kabbalah Shabbos before sunset, you say Kabbalah Shabbos, you will mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Once the sun has already set, which is very proud, most shuls, it's already past the borderline. It's still Tosefes Shabbos because it's been Ashmashos. You're not really losing out Tosefes Shabbos until you get, let's say, until 30 minutes after sunset. Once you get 30 minutes after sunset, then it's already questionable if you can say that you will mekayim Tosefes Shabbos. But certainly before sunset, if a person can be makbid his whole life, or you know, at least take a tkuf in your life to start off and turn a new page, and always to be makbid to make sure that you say Mizmah Shiliyah Mashabbos or Davin Kabbalah Shabbos, some making makabel early, even if the shul is not, you say it on your own privately before sunset. That's a very nice thing because that is a real, you know, meaningful Tosefes Shabbos. Most shuls that I go to are not, and I'm a kindness. Because most shuls, they daven mincha 10 minutes before sunset, approximately before sunset, and it fluctuates. It can be 10 minutes, it can be less, and then if the Baal Tefillah starts a little bit late, and if they dive in a little slow, so with the time you start l'chunirana, you pass sunset. And when you get to Mizrach Shaliyah HaShabbos, you're out 20 minutes out, at least 20 minutes out from the time, so is that a real Kabbalah Shabbos of Tosefes Shabbos? It's questionable. It's not such a great thing. So to go to a shul where they do it right, it's not so easy to find a shul in Flatbush where they actually do it right during the winter, where they're going to start Kabbalah Shabbos in a Zman when you have a bona fide Tosefes Shabbos. It's the very beginning, and unfortunately, we're not so miserable in these things.
Why?
Why are we not nizer in these things? We're busy. We're very busy. We're very busy. Busy. Amcha Yisrael Shichin Parnasa. We're busy. We're very busy. That's the way it is. Okay. In the time of the Gemara, you can be as clear as day. They didn't say l'chun iranina. They didn't say mizrachim Shabbos, and they certainly did not sing the Karl Bach Nigun for l'chadodi. That you can be sure of. Exactly. It's only 400 years old. V'heim lo hayu oimer mizma l'chun iranina v'hayu mekabel Shabbos leim. How will they mekabel Shabbos? The bona fide Kabbalah is Baruch Hu. Al kein hayu mispalim arvis house. Therefore, how they makayim place for Shabbos? They makayim by davening ma'ariv early. That's the only way. So you want to go back to tradition. Tradition. It's tradition to be makabel on early Shabbos. How else? Because by default, how else are you going to have place for Shabbos? What are you going to do? You're going to say I'm a makabel Shabbos. You're going to light candles. That doesn't do it. You got to have a ma'ariv. Mispal ma'arivis mebodyom. Avol al pi harizal. Maschilim. We have a new custom today. Maschilim bo v'netze mizma leDavid. All of these mizmarim which are from a makabel Shabbos. So v'zeh hayim makabel Shabbos olav al kain. Hayim so arvis. Therefore, the Arizal, it became a new thing. Since the Arizal invented this whole elaborate process, it's not only him, but all they invented all of these new elaborate ways of being Makabel Shabbos in advance, no longer did the Arizal feel confined to Daven Ma'ariv early. You can now Daven Ma'ariv Bizman. And that's a Maila, because you'll be saying Kriya Shema with the Brachos package deal. It's not just Kriya Shema. People who daven early, like say Kriya Shema late, okay, you're saying Kriya Shema Bizman, but you're losing the brachos which accompany, which sandwich the brachos, and therefore the Arizal would mekabel Shabbos with the mizmorim, and with daven ma'ariv v'zehu mekabel Shabbos lo al kein hayu mispal arvis gam be'erev Shabbos belayla v'yayim ha'shakos ha'vabach v'ha mishne brura. Okay, next halach gimel. We say in the year 5,400. Okay, 5,400, approximately 400 years ago. The Alpi Ho Arizal Maskim Bovenetse, he has another Nusach Bovenetse, it's the Nusach Sfar Tzedurim. By the Nusach Sfar Tzedurim, there's an extra Pasuk. And when do you say that? When do you say exactly those words according to Arizal? Here we go. Before when? Tell me, Nuru. Before I find it. I don't have a Nusach Sfar. Before Mizmar LeDavid. Okay, let me take a look. Okay, here you go, you're right. After L'chun Iranina, after you say Boi V'Shalom, then you say, no, sorry. Right, before you say Mizmor L'David, you say the words, Bo V'Neit, say Likras Kala, Likras Shabbos Malchsa, Dachakal Tapuchin Kadishin. Okay, B'Kama Kihilois Noyagim L'Hakdim Psicha Zol L'Fnei Mizmor L'David. This only appears in the Nusach Sfart. And the Nusach Ashkenaz, I do not believe you have this custom. No. The Litvax.
So the meaning of the direct Ashkenaz
is, yeah.
When Shabbos comes out following Yom
Tov. Right, different custom. Okay, we'll get that. He's going to decide that later on. We'll do that. We're out of time. Okay, we'll talk about that another time. I just want to finish this off. You're right. Mizav Ayin the Ayin. I don't know what these would. Who know what this stands for? Okay, v'chei noiga hachacham tzvi, ken kosta b'sidah yayveitz, Yaakov Emdin, v'ayin b'beis Yosef, d'minhagim hoya l'haskal nizma shil yom ha-shabas, v'mash mashom d'bizman ha-rishonim hoya maskilim baruchu, v'chein kosta v'sidah rav Amram goyin, v'machzor vitri, that's from Rashi, v'ayin, sif koton ha-koydem, that we touched upon some of these things before, dear, specifically with regard to davening mincha, tarte desastri, we touched upon these things. Okay, we will stop here, take a very short break, and then we will discuss something from the parasha.